Chapter 34. He discussed what had just happened with Ermaline, and when she understood that they weren't going to be allowed to play Hector's statement, her eyes filled with tears.
"That's so unfair," she said. "He finally tells the truth, and the jury doesn't even get to hear it."
Thaddeus said he was sorry, but that appeared to be the end of it. That appeared to be the end of it until he returned to his office and told Christine what had happened with the statement.
"That's why I have him locked up in jail, Thad. We can subpoena him."
"How? A subpoena isn't any good on a prisoner. The Cook County Jail would only laugh at us."
"Ah, you've misjudged me again. They will honor it, if it's in a certain form."
He frowned. What form? What am I missing?"
"Simple. We file a writ of habeas corpus ad testificatum. That means produce the body for testimony."
"Habeas corpus? For testimony?
Damn, man. Did you pass the bar exam in this state or not? Let me draft it. I'll have it ready by the time you go back to court so you can file it and have it served on Cook County."
"Good enough.
Damn. Thanks so much."
Thaddeus's next witness was Attorney Fletcher T. Franey. He laid foundation for Fletcher's role in the case. Yes, he had had a conversation with the Attorney General himself. Yes, he had done some research at the courthouse, but then suddenly the witness examination went cold. Attorney Franey, it seemed, was going to take the Fifth Amendment. It happened when Thaddeus asked him what he had discussed with the Attorney General. Franey looked at the judge.
"Your Honor, I take the Fifth Amendment. I cannot answer that question on the grounds it may tend to incriminate me."
"Mr. Franey," said the judge, "have you discussed this with your lawyer?"
"I can't afford a lawyer, Your Honor. I'm representing myself here, and I take the Fifth."
"Very well. Counsel, you'll have to delve into a different area. The witness cannot be forced by this court to incriminate himself."
Whereupon Thaddeus broke it off. But the damage was done. The jury now had their suspicions about Franey and his role in Victor's murder, however large or small that might be. A certain degree of doubt, however small, had been injected back into the case by Thaddeus. Franey had done what Thaddeus had wanted him to do. He excused the witness when the state had no cross-examination. It appeared the assistant AG didn't want to get into that mess involving her boss for all the money and all the banks. She returned her attention to her notes. Thaddeus then asked for a recess for the day so he could procure his next witness. It was only 2 p.m., but the judge grudgingly allowed it, first making Thaddeus promise that he would rest his defense the next day, that they wouldn't have to go into Friday.